I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been 2 weeks since American missionaries Davy and Natalie Lloyd and Haitian mission director Jude Montes were killed by gang members in Port-au-Prince. Funerals were this week. The attack has prompted other local ministries to assess security. Christian World Outreach operates a feminine training center in Port-au-Prince, and CWO's Greg Yoder says
safety's our big concern for them and for those who, like the ladies who come to our feminine training center in Port-au-Prince. And so we've finally made our really hard, difficult decision to suspend classes 2 weeks ago because we want their safety to be a priority.
CWO continues to support a church and runs a feeding program for children in Port-au-Prince, pray for their safety, and ask God to comfort the Montes and Lloyd families. Then, this summer holds a chance to transform a child's life for Christ. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says many orphans have seen extreme domestic violence or substance abuse from their parents. Some have even been abused themselves. When these kids come to SGA partner-led summer camps, they don't have any idea of what their Heavenly Father is like. But by God's grace, the camp leaders from the local church help them begin to understand.
In the case of war-torn areas like in Ukraine, kids that have only known stress are shown a picture of peace. Not only verbally do we talk of peace, but they're surrounded by that peace, and they're surrounded by people with joy who comfort them and care for them and love them.
For just $41, you can send a child to camp to hear the good news of Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.